views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. When I sit here and I prepare for the show and I listen to the intro, it just always is so exciting to me because we're really living heaven on earth and making our dreams a reality. That is what it's all about. We're leaving behind the old conditions, the old world of what no longer serves us so that we can create the new. So I just want to make a couple of announcements today. Right after this show, I'm hosting another show that I just recently launched last week called The Millionaire Imprint for Women. And it's a movement about financial empowerment for women. It's a 12-week series that assists women or people of all ages to heal their karmic wounds and embody their worth, their radiance from the inside out. So be sure to stay tuned with my interview today with my co-host, Samantha Brown, right after this show. So today's show is also an amazing topic that I absolutely love. And what would it be like to live heaven on earth without making our dreams a reality? I have here today an expert on dreams. She's made her life's work and her journey all about the dream work. And she's here to tell us today all the different aspects on how we can use our dreams to go into the subconscious and making our dreams a reality. So I want to tell you a little bit about her bio first. Kelly Liddick received her MA in Writing and Consciousness from the New College of California. She's the author of The Experimental Mastering the Dream, and she's a contributing author to Dreams That Change Lives, That Change Our Lives. Kelly holds certification as a master meditation facilitator, a Reiki master, a crystal Reiki master, and gateway dreaming coach. She teaches writing and personal development workshops and offers private consultations through her company, Waking the Dream. In 2016, Kelly was honored by the internationally renowned Omega Institute of Rhinebeck, New York, with a Juno Award for Excellence in Women's Leadership for her service-based business. She holds professional memberships with the International Association for the Study of Dreams, where she has presented her work on dream studies, the Academy of American Poets, and the Arizona Authors Association. Welcome, Kelly Liddick, to the show today. Welcome, Kelly.
Hi, Cornelia. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to chat with you.
Yes, it's so wonderful that you're here today to teach us about our dream life.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit more about your background and how you got started in your dream work.
It's interesting, you know, I've always been fascinated with dreams, and I can remember from a young age, you know, maybe 13, 14, when I started journaling my dreams and started keeping track of them in a notebook. And believe it or not, I still have those journals, and it stuck with me. I've always thought that dreams were just a fascinating way to explore another sense of reality or another kind of reality. You know, at the young age, I didn't really know what that was or what that meant. I just knew it was fascinating and exciting and wanted to cultivate that in my life. I wanted that to be a point of connection for me. And so, you know, as I moved through my own journey, I actually experienced a health crisis about 10 years ago. Mm. And at that time, it really caused me to look inward and to start looking at life a little bit differently. And so I really started to embrace my intuitive gifts. I started to change my diet and my lifestyle. I made a lot of changes, really. And I went back to dreams because I knew that all throughout my life, dreams were a kind of foundation, a place for me to go and a place from which I could work with my understanding about myself. I inherently knew that. And so a series of kind of synchronicities led me to the Gateway Dreaming Certification Program. And so in 2010, I went through that program and got the certification and almost immediately started working with other clients to coach them through the process and provide them some more insight into the depth of their dreams and the symbols. And since then, I've continued to make that a cornerstone of my work and have done some studies, and I've done some presentations with the International Association for the Study of Dreams on different topics, and continue to make that practice evolve, if you will, so that I can continue my reach and expertise and help as many people as possible.
That must be wonderful that you stepped into your calling, which is really to explore the dream world and all the different facets about it, and now do that as your life's work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and help other people. That's got to feel really, really good that you developed your own signature program, and now you're helping other people doing what it is that you really love, but they can use what it is that they learn with you on how to decode what the dream life is all about in yes. their own life and make their journey much easier, right?
Yes, yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what does it mean that dreams mirror the waking life? What does that mean?
Yeah, I love that question. And I love thinking about what that is and what that means. And part of the way that I work with my clients, you know, as I mentioned, I was certified as a Gateway Dreaming Coach, but over this time, I've really kind of honed my own practice and added to that Gateway Dreaming process in my own ways in such a way that I do feel that the process uncovers the shadow, what we would call the shadow of the psyche. That's a Jungian term. Mm-hmm. And it really refers to, you know, those parts or aspects of ourselves which we're not totally conscious of or not totally aware of. And in going through the coaching process, we would look at the symbols, and then at the end of a session, we would come up with two different questions to incubate on. And those questions that would lead a sort of dialogue between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. And the dreams would be the answer, and the symbols of the dreams would be the answer to those questions. And then a subsequent coaching session would look at how do those symbols do the mirroring for us, and how do they reveal those aspects of the shadow psyche or the parts of us that we need to get to know on a deeper level in order that we can be more present and more conscious in the waking life. And so I found that the symbolism, it can be sometimes a parallel to what's happening in the waking life, or sometimes it could just be really a deeper layer of meaning that's trying to come through and trying to make itself aware, in which case then those symbols, when we decode them, do provide all of the answers. It's really quite fascinating and quite amazing to go through the process, because I feel like every time I talk with someone, they're having an aha moment. And that to me is just, you know, I live for that. It's just so great to see that happening and to feel that and to know that my clients are taking that information into their waking life, and it's having positive benefits on everything that they do. It's so cool. So very cool.
That's so wonderful. I'm calling you the dream whisperer, you know, because you help people with their dream. And I I also help people realize their dreams in coaching. So
right.
I call myself the dream weaver.
Perfect.
And I love playing with dreams, and I love when I have dreams, and I love asking for a dream. Mm-hmm. A very interesting dream happened the other morning when I was just coming out of it. And so I just wanted to run it by you and see what your take is on it.
I'd love to. Yeah.
I was noticing that everywhere I went, no one was flushing the toilet.
Ah. Okay.
No one was flushing the toilet. I had to go in.
Yeah.
And I had to flush. And I'm not just talking about number one.
Right.
But I'm talking about number two.
How interesting.
Poopy toilets. And I had to go, and I had to go in all these places, and I had to go flush the toilets. And I'm going, I woke up, no, really. And I was like, you know, this is crap. You know, here I am, you know, going in, flushing everyone's poop down the drain. You know, people are not flushing their own poop. So what's your take about that?
So I would have, if I were in a session with you, I would have a couple of questions. Number one, do you know any of these people, or were they just anonymous people in the dream?
There were a couple people that I know. And then there were other people that I didn't know.
Okay. And then did you recognize any of the locations or any of the settings as a place that you've been, a place near your home, anything like that?
No.
No, not at all.
No.
Okay. So I would then ask you, based on those answers, I would ask you to reflect upon your role in other people's lives to help them remove all of the crap that they don't want or that they don't need in their life. And what does that mean for your role in that facilitation process? And that's exactly what you do. So I think it's fitting that this dream is actually mirroring what you're doing in the waking life. It's showing you as kind of a leader in a way. You're teaching people how to flush away their own stuff, you know, the stuff that's not needed. It's waste material. If we think of it in a literal sense, it's stuff that you don't need, but if you hang on to it, it actually becomes toxic to your body, right? So the same is true of thoughts and beliefs or emotions that we hang on to that are stagnating. They become toxic within us. So I would just say cheers to you for helping people to get rid of the things that they don't need. I think that that's an affirmation for you, absolutely.
Oh, Kelly, that's so wonderful because that's exactly what I thought. I thought, you know, that's what I'm doing. I'm helping people flush away, release old, negative, toxic environments through their physical body. They're letting go of what's no longer serving them. And, you know, and I was just going from place to place to place, just flushing. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome. So thank you for giving me that validation and confirmation.
Absolutely.
So would you believe that we've already been 15 minutes into the show? We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to find out a little bit more about your background with your dream work and all of that. So stay tuned, everybody. We're talking to Kelly Liddick, and we're talking about our dreams and our waking life. We'll be right back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco. Welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at charlenehess.com.
Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. And I am with Kelly Liddick, and we're talking about how our dreams support our waking life. And before we went to break, we were wanting to find out a little bit more about Kelly's background and dream work. Mm-hmm. Do you mind sharing with us a little bit more about your background?
Sure. I'd love to do that. So as I mentioned in the first segment, I got my certification as a Gateway Dreaming Coach in 2010. And then I found that there was this organization called the International Association for the Study of Dreams, and they are comprised of folks from all over the world who either have an interest in dreams or who are actually creating clinical studies around dreams. And it's, like I said, it's comprised of international members, and it could be coaches like myself. We also have psychologists and psychiatrists. We have some neurobiologists as the group. What else? I'm trying to think. We have an archaeologist who studies dream archaeology, which is super fascinating to me.
Wow.
You know, and people also just who have a general interest in dreams, who have a lifelong passion and just want to learn more. So the group really runs the gamut between the highly professional clinical research team to just the person who's interested. And I love that about the group because it really gives such a diverse range and dynamic of different ideas and different studies. And it's such a great group that comes together. They come together in person once a year and then virtually for a cyber conference, which is coming up just starting at the end of September each year. And after I joined that organization, you know, I ended up doing a couple of small studies with the folks that I know, with my clients, on topics including color and the chakras, actually, which was, I think, my favorite so far. And what I found through that process is that in the dreams, we really need to give color more credence and where color shows up in the context of where color shows up in dreams. And looking at the symbolism from that point of view, we can get insight into the themes that are related to each of the chakras. So for instance, if we're seeing an object in the dream that's red, let's say a flower or something, we would look at the context of the flower and the greater meaning of the dream, and then also see how that symbol is mirroring what's happening in that person's waking life in terms of the themes of first chakra, such as you know, feeling anchored and grounded, feeling secure in their foundation.
Feeling
worthy. All of the themes that would come up around the first chakra, we would look at that in the context of the symbolism. So that's one of the studies. that I had done. And I think so far that, you know, that's my favorite. And so I just continue. Right now, I don't have any studies going on. I'm sure that I'll do some in the future. But for now, I'm just working with my clients and really just building, continuing to build my expertise in a deeper and deeper way so I can be of more service, essentially.
Yeah. And I love the group that meets, the group that you were talking about that meets, what is it, once a year, the dream group?
Yeah,
I love that because, you know, that's when, you know, it sounds like a whole bunch of people get together and they talk about the future evolution of dream work. And there's no blocks or limitations because they're all exploring and discovering how dreams can really influence our lives, right? And
and
how we're wired and how we can use dreams to manifest.
Yes, absolutely.
Because that's also another thing. So you were talking about a book of dreams that changed your life. And so why don't you tell us about that book?
Yes. So this organization that I mentioned, the International Association for the Study of Dreams, put together an anthology. Two of our members are the editors of that book. And they put that together as a compendium for folks to dig a little bit deeper and to get some insight in the ways that dreams can change lives. And so that book is organized essentially, you know, by theme, and there's different chapters, and each chapter is comprised of an excerpt from an author, a member of the organization, about a dream that they had that had profound effects on their life. And what came of the dream, a description of the dream, and then potentially how it affected their life. And so my dream about a labyrinth, which was actually part of the end phase of my dreaming certification process, and I describe that dream in the book and talk about how that had profound effects on me. And that excerpt appears in the chapter on lucid dreams. And I'll be happy to share that dream with you if you'd like, the excerpt.
Yeah, I would love it. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so during the program with Denise Lynn, who was the gal who certified in the Gateway Dreaming process.
Oh, I love Denise Lynn.
Yeah, she's so great. She's so, so great. She had everybody in our certification process do a kind of group lucid dream. And the place where she was living at the time had a physical labyrinth on the property that she had built of stone. So you could use it for walking meditation. But in this instance, she actually used it for our dream process. And she had placed in the physical, tangible labyrinth, she had placed some objects at the center of that labyrinth. And the task for everybody in the certification process was to enter the dream space and use the lucid dreaming techniques to travel to the labyrinth and go to the center of the labyrinth to see what was there.
Wow.
So everybody in our course had an incubation process, went through the lucid process, then went to the labyrinth and reported back to Denise what we saw. And you would be amazed at the level of accuracy with what folks reported, and everybody was pretty much spot on. She had placed a blue, like a translucent blue glass bowl, and had filled it with water, and she had some crystals there in the center and a few other objects. And so in the dream, my excerpt in the book tells about the actual dream, which was a sort of flying, hovering type dream that went forward and zoomed into the center of the labyrinth to see what was happening there. And it was just, thinking about it now, it's so awesome that actually happened. I mean, really, right, when I think about it, you're going from the dream life into the physical, tangible world. It just amazes me every time I think about it. And it does feel profound. And I think for me, that was really the turning point that I started to see dreams as the mirror to the waking life, but also I started to believe in my own capabilities of what I could do in dreams. And that, I think, really provided a foundation and platform for me to be of service to other people too.
Oh my gosh, that's just profound. I mean, you know, the level of confidence that offered to you, right? Because it really, like you said, it changed your life. And well done for Denise for taking people through that.
Awesome.
So that you can really see and believe and know that dreams really do work, and that you can actually use it in your daily life, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's How so can true. People get a copy of that book? Where can they find that?
Yeah, it should be available at local retailers, local independent bookstores. It's called Dreams That Change Our Lives.
Dreams That Change Our Lives, yeah.
Certainly, it's available on Amazon and some of the other outlets. But if you have a local bookstore, it's always nice to feed into the local economy.
So I'm curious about the lucid dreaming. What did she have you all do? I'm curious about that. Like, was it like a meditative experience where she took you all in?
Yeah. And she had done it through through a recording, actually. She had recorded an MP3. And throughout the process, we had a series of MP3s that were recorded for us to guide us through. Because, of course, we had people all over the world internationally and in different time zones. So we would have our set meeting times, and then we would have the MP3 to guide us through. And so use the MP3 and use the dream incubation process, which is something that I also use in my practice with my clients, and use that process to go into the dream on a deeper level and really focus the mind, focus the subconscious mind, focus the energy of intention, and enter the dream space that way.
Mm-hmm. And so in a meditative experience, and then whatever comes out, that's what you share with the group or with yourself, right?
Right. And of course the meditation experience or the meditative experience was right before falling asleep. So it leads right from that experience into the dreaming and sleeping state to facilitate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and then, because a lot of people, I'm sure you get this a lot. And I want to talk about a little bit in length on this a little bit later, but remembering the dream, if you are just falling asleep, and then what happens, you did have the dream, but you don't remember it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And we have a technique for that can help with that. And some folks, I think, are reluctant to work with their dreams at all because they say, well, I don't remember my dreams. That means I didn't have a dream, which is not true. Just because you haven't remembered doesn't mean that you haven't dreamt. But there are techniques, that can work to increase the number of dreams that you remember on a regular basis.
Good. Will you share with us some of those techniques in a little bit?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. This is such an exciting topic. I'm so glad that you're here today, Kelly, sharing this with us. We're going to take another break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be back with Kelly. We'll be right back.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you. Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm with Kelly Leidig. I've been pronouncing her name wrong. Sorry about that, Kelly.
That's okay.
It's
a common mistake. No worries. No problem at all.
Okay. Let's tell people about, we have a free gift for everyone. We want to tell them about the free gift, and we also want to tell them how to get to your website, your Facebook, all of your information, email, whatever. Let's start with the free gift because people always love that.
Yes, totally. So what I would love to do for everybody's listeners today is if you send me an email by the end of the month with the subject line Cornelia Stephanie, you will be entered into a drawing for a single Gateway Dreaming coaching session with me. And that's an hour-long session. So wow. One lucky person will be winning a Gateway Dreaming session. Just send me an email. It's kelly@kellyleidick.com. And if you also want to go ahead and navigate to my website, it's just kellyleidick.com. You can go ahead and enter your name and your email address, and you'll get a free Dream Incubation MP3 download that will be delivered into your inbox for signing up for my newsletter. So that's a good extra bonus for people too.
Yeah, wonderful. How are you going to do the drawing? I'm curious.
I will probably enlist the help of someone that I know. I'll just write the names down and pick them out of a hat.
Okay, that's going to be fun. And will you then let me know so that I can announce the winners, you know, on the future radio shows in the future?
Absolutely, absolutely. Very exciting, yeah.
Yeah. So let's say your website again and your email address, how people can get in contact with you.
Sure. So again, if you email just the subject line to Cornelia Stephanie, it's Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, @ Kelly Leidick, and it's kellyleidick.com, kelly@kellyleidick.com. And my website is just my name, kellyleidick.com.
Perfect. That's easy. That's easy. So you're an entrepreneur.
Yep.
You're a mompreneur.
Yep.
Right? So are you a single mom and you work from home?
I'm a single mom and I work from home. As you can tell, I have my baseball cap on and I'm on my couch here. I've been working all morning and I'll be working a little bit this afternoon and then I'll be spending time with my son.
You know, this is such an amazing thing that courageous, very courageous to be a mompreneur, taking care of your son, living your dream, living your calling, doing what it is that you love, earning an income, serving. I mean, it takes a lot of courage to live your dreams. It takes a lot of courage.
Yeah.
And again, you are a role model and showing other people how it's done and also helping a lot of people in the process. So who are your clients?
Yes. So, you know, I have a wide range of clients who come from all different kinds of backgrounds. I will say that I work a lot more with women than I do with men, but I certainly have a good deal of male clients as well. And essentially, I think it comes down to people who want to improve their lives in some way. You know, the Gateway Dreaming is only one part of the work that I do. As you mentioned, I'm a Reiki master. I am a crystal Reiki master, although I kind of just think of all of these things as tools in my box so that when someone has a session with me, I'm gauging what it is the person needs in the moment and I'm using that tool to help them at that time. So essentially, it's a gamut of people with, like I said, different backgrounds, but everybody who I work with wants to improve upon their life in some way. And so sometimes that looks like doing an energetic clearing. Sometimes it looks like balancing the chakras. Sometimes that looks like going through some consecutive coaching sessions with the dreaming process to anchor into a deeper level of self-understanding and knowledge. And sometimes that looks like just doing kind of an intuitive counseling session where I listen and be a support and provide a mirroring or a feedback to that client to help them make some good, sound decisions for the next steps in their life. And I think particularly the dreaming, you know, I think that's the biggest part of my work, but certainly for me, it's the most interesting. And I found even with these other modalities that the dream work is really one of the fastest ways to zoom in like a laser on what is going on. If there's an energy blockage or if there's a faulty belief or if there's, you know, I've had some folks who are storing trauma memories and, you know, the energy in their bodies of trauma. So anything like that, I really do feel like dreams are the fastest, quickest way to zoom right in, pinpoint whatever it is that needs to be, you know, examined or healed or released or transformed and just do it and work through it. That's I think really why it's so exciting for me. I've not found another modality yet that works as quickly to, I mean, I think, I guess it's really raising consciousness too, right? Because when we're looking at the dreams and the dream symbols and getting that self-understanding and getting that knowledge, that is a form of becoming more aware. So in the modalities that I've worked with or even kind of dabbled in to try and see, oh, do I like this? Does this work well? You know, there are processes that I'm not certified in, and there's a reason for that too. I haven't found that those particular veins are working in the way that I want to achieve work. It's not to say that they don't work, just not in the fashion that I want to exhibit. And so I've chosen these specific things because I feel like they kind of work in synergy together and can go in quickly. And I think that's what a lot of people want. You know, we want to be free from pain or free from challenge sooner than later, you know? And so that's really one of the goals in doing this work is to just help people move to the next level, help people grow, help people understand themselves. Right. And improve and transform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, because you're going straight to the subconscious is what you're doing with the dream. And really that's where all the negative limiting trauma and beliefs are, because that's how we were conditioned between the ages of 0 and 7, where all the beliefs were you know, conditioned upon us, right? When we were the most vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And so using the dream work, that's your gateway in, and then you're using all your other modalities like the crystal work or the Reiki mastery or some of your coaching and counseling skills to assist other people then to release some of the old trauma out of their physical bodies, right? So do you have like packages? I mean, like, you know, you said it goes pretty quick if you begin with the dream work. You know, this is what I love about being on this path is that it doesn't have to take, you know, 20 years the way that it used to in coaching and counseling of releasing fears and traumas from our bodies and from our physicality. It doesn't have to take long that we can shift through those old conditionings pretty quickly if we let go of resistance and really want to move into that self-healing, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And so, you know, it does depend on a person's background and what their experiences are. And I have a pretty comprehensive intake form that I use when I start working with someone. And I always say that, you know, they need to fill it out to the best. You know, I don't mind getting 3 pages of information because that's does nothing but help my process to to move through it more quickly, you know. But it is a rather comprehensive intake. And so everybody that I work with is required to use that intake, and that we use as a starting place for the work. You know, I typically work with people with a certain time frame in terms of how long or how many months, but it really is individual. I've worked with some people with just a couple of months and worked through something very specific, and that's it. And I've worked with people, you know, more longer term, who have, you know, more things that they want to work on or work through. So it does vary individually. But I typically do, you know, packages of three sessions at a time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And because I think at a minimum that gets to the heart of at least one topic. Mm-hmm. And then I just go from there, depending on the needs of the client.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, because again, it varies because everybody's in different places. So people can find out about those services that you offer at kellyleidig.com, right?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And are you on Facebook at all? Do you have
I am on Facebook. I actually have an author page on Facebook. Yeah. So folks can, if you type in my name in Facebook, you can click on my author page and like my page, and you'll get updates there about shows like this or book releases or motivational quotes or, you know, inspiration. I try to make it as uplifting and inspirational as possible.
Right. So what is it, some of the tools that that people can start using right now? What can people do right now to enhance their dream, their mm-hmm. awaken their dream life?
Yeah, you know, there are a couple of different things. I work, like I said, I work with clients on the dream incubation technique, and that's something that I have people do each and every time they have a session with me, and we formulate that process together as part of the session. That's a partnership as part of the session concludes each time. For folks who, you know, don't often remember, there's something called the rolling technique, which I'd love to share. And then there are some other nuances about, you know, dietary habits and alcohol intake and, you know, small things that we might not think of that are pretty normalized in our daily society that impact our dreams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like one of my things is that I'm the kind of person, because I put out so much energy, that mm-hmm. I'm the kind of person, I need 9 hours yes. of sleep, right?
I believe it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I need 9 hours of sleep. And when I don't have that, you know, and I usually know, like my dreaming, I know, you know, my dreaming usually happens, you know, early in the morning when I remember, mm-hmm. okay, and that's when I have my dreams, and then right away after that I wake up, and I've trained myself with it, yeah. So that would probably be another technique, right?
Yeah,
People use. But really, getting good rest, wouldn't you say, is a really big important healing aspect of, because we do so much healing in our dream state, in our sleep.
We do, and we do the healing work, but we also, that's our mind's way of really
letting go.
Letting go, but also processing and categorizing short-term memory and converting it into long-term memory as well. So, and also, you know, just the slowing of the brain waves and the autonomic nervous system, that's really where we recharge on a physical level, on a cellular and biological level. So there's many things that are actually happening all at once when we go into the sleep state, not just looking at the subconscious mind and kind of the story that it's playing for us. It's quite fascinating. I was thinking earlier this morning, actually, like, I wonder what my son thinks about going to sleep and falling asleep, you know, what he thinks it is. I think when I was young, I didn't actually know what sleeping and dreaming was. Like, I'm thinking back to, you know, maybe 4 or 5, like, what's actually happening when I dream? I don't know. Maybe perhaps that's what spurned my interest in the journaling as an adolescent, just not knowing what it was, you know, but it is a place to recharge. And the dreams take place. The newest research is interesting because it says now that we are dreaming in non-REM states, although the dreams that take place when we're not in REM are less likely to be remembered than the dreams that do take place in REM. And roughly for different people, it's about 90 minutes. So for you, for example, if you're sleeping for 9 hours, you're going to have an REM phase every 90 minutes throughout the duration of that entire 9 hour block. So, wow. Right. So each of those REM phases is another kind of opportunity for
a dream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I found that I think people remember, unless you wake up in the middle, you know, like you, go to the restroom or something like that. You'll typically remember the dreams in the later part of your sleep. So the last, you know, 7, 8, 9 hours, those tend to be more cognizant as you wake up typically than the first dream per se that you have that night.
Kelly?
Yes?
We're going to go to break.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
We're going to go to break. We'll be right back with Kelly Leidig.
Okay.
Okay.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Kelly Leidig, and we're talking about making our dreams a reality. Mm-hmm. And before we finish the segment today, I want to tell you all about a service that I'm offering called Wealthy Roots Women's Circle. Mm-hmm. And this Wealthy Roots Women's Circle is in a support for the Millionaire Imprint movement that I am launching with my co-hosts on Fridays from 1 to 2 here on this channel. And so the Wealthy Roots Women's Circle, you can find out more about it on my website. Go to CorneliaStephanie.com and there's a box that says Wealthy Roots. And this is a 1-year program that is a transformation program where every 2 weeks You will meet with me biweekly on Zoom, and where I support you in living your dream and also changing the trajectory of your financial life. So this is powerful when we work together as a group, and there's so much more harmonization that happens. And you can also submit your questions beforehand that I will be answering during that time. So it's a very affordable price at $396 for the year. Be sure to sign up at CorneliaStephanie.com. And so, Kelly, yes. Wow, it's been an incredible learning here with you today. So tell us a little bit more about how people can, what techniques they can use.
Sure. I know the time goes by so fast, doesn't it? It's amazing. I'm so happy to be here and share with you. And, you know, one thing that I think people can start to implement right away that they can do even on their own is start working with the dream incubation technique. And essentially that just means that you're setting up a dialogue process between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind, or also you could use it to access the higher self as well. So it can work twofold in that way. Really, really simple. Almost, I always say it's deceivingly simple, because it's like, how can I do this one simple thing and it has such a profound impact and a profound result? All you need is a piece of paper, a pen or a pencil, and a small container with a lid. Those are the only three materials that you need for the dream incubation process. And you essentially want to write a question to yourself, to your subconscious mind. For instance, what do I need to know about my next steps in my business venture? Or what information does my higher self have about necessary dietary changes? Things like this, open-ended questions that will guide to a certain topic and then get the answer in the dream life. So once you have a question formulated that you want to work with, you simply write that question on this piece of paper, fold it up so that the printing or the ink is not visible. And then you use the dream incubation process right before the very last thing you do before you go to sleep. And you use that piece of paper folded and put it in a container. Now, as you write it out, what you should do is repeat it back to yourself, either aloud or silently, at least three times. Okay. So it's really letting the language process, letting the language sink in, opening up those gates so that the mind can come to an answer for you. And, you know, once you've read that question aloud or silently to yourself, like I said, you just fold it up, put it into the container, put the lid on the container so that the energy of that question is contained, and then place that container at the bedside table. And then just be prepared with more pen and paper when you wake up to jot down the notes about the dream. I think where it maybe gets more tricky is to interpret the dream and start looking at it and analyzing the symbols. So that part of it maybe requires a little bit more focus or more depth. But certainly the incubation process, you know, it's just simple. You just write it down.
I love that. I'm going to do that because I've got a couple questions right now that I'm curious about.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do that, Kelly. That is so perfect.
Yeah. And like I said, it's deceivingly simple, because it's like, how can, all I'm doing is writing this down on a piece of paper and then putting it in a box with a lid. But I think it's actually the whole process from start to finish is focusing the mind, getting clear on your question, setting the intention that you're going to have the dream that's going to give you the answers, really containing that piece of paper in that container with the lid. And then just letting your subconscious mind or your higher self do the work.
Yeah. And you know what? It makes so much sense, because what it's doing, it's creating the container for you to have communication with the field, with your higher self, with
yes.
all of that, right? And,
yes.
and just like if I was to come to you and ask you a yes. question and you're going to answer me, right?
Exactly. Yes. So, you know, when folks work with me in private sessions, I always employ the incubation technique in some form. You know, every client is different, so everything is tailored. When I work with someone, it's completely tailored to them and their specific experience. But certainly everybody that I work with does use the incubation process in some form.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
KellyLeidig.com is where people can find out more about you. KellyLeidig.com.
Yep.
What's your email address again?
Oh, yes. Don't forget, for the listeners who want to go ahead and enter into the drawing, just go ahead and send an email to kelly@kellylydick.com and put Cornelia Stephanie in the subject line, and I'll enter you into a drawing for a free session.
And Kelly, I would like to invite you to become part of my resource library that I'm putting together. Oh, I am putting it together, a resource library of people that I refer people to.
Sure.
So please send me a paragraph of what it is that you do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I already have your photo, and then we'll be putting this on a PDF, and it's going to be available on my website for people to, if they want to work with dream work, that you're the go-to. You're
cool.
The go-to person.
I would love that. I would love that. Thank you so much.
So a couple more words and then we have to go.
You know, I think it's just that the best thing to do is to just start this dialogue with dreams, you know, getting in a deeper state with yourself, and getting the self-knowledge can happen through dreams. And from there, I really think that anything is possible. I do.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here. You're awesome. Good work in the world. And we'll see you again. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Stay tuned for the next show, the Cornelia Stephanie Show, The Millionaire Imprint with Samantha Brown. See you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.